air pollution kills 3.3 million people every year, but we don't seem to hear that much about it. Why is air pollution such a silent killer?
Well, because I think it's largely invisible to many people, except when you see people wearing masks in China or see a especially bad episode. But it is the small particles, very tiny particles that are emitted that get into our lungs and cause the problem.
Now, in the U.S., agriculture pollution is responsible for 16,000 of the deaths here annually. What is the origin of these agricultural emissions?
Well, there are actually several. Just plain dust that is generated in agricultural activity by the machinery that's working on the ground. But there's also emissions of ammonia, which is a gas, which interacts with sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxides in the atmosphere. Those are the two components that lead to acid rain in the eastern United States. But when they all combine, then they can form substances that also cause real health problems for us.
Are agricultural emissions regulated?
Well, not really. They are to some extent, but not to the extent that I personally think they should be.
What do you think should happen?
Well, I think we have to take a good hard look at this problem. This recent paper in Nature raises several of the important issues, and just like we did with acid rain and some of the other air pollutants, try to develop standards that will protect our health much better than is done today.
Stepping back and looking at it more globally, what should be done to help curb this public health crisis?
Well, the controlling of emissions, which lead to these problems, is the ultimate source and cause. So that's where we need to start. And then we need much more awareness about the problem. And that's what you're trying to do, I think, in this news article.
For sure. Do you have any ideas on how awareness could be further spread around? I mean, it you know, 3.3 million is not a small number.
No, it's a very large number, very large number indeed. And I think, like is so often the case, we have to inform the public. We scientists in particular have to inform the public better than we often do. Your business is to provide news and accurate news to the public. And so I think working together toward informing the public and policymakers is where we have to begin.